following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, aloha, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, hey, how you doing? Welcome to it, and here we are, yet again to sit down for a moment and, I don't know, solve the world's problems one at a time, I guess? I don't, we do a lot of pointing and laughing around here, actually, the way things go around here. It's like, I was talking to somebody about it, about this show the other day, and they said, you know, all you do is like state the obvious, bro. I do state the obvious, but here's what's amusing about stating the obvious. It's obvious to me, at least, but not to everybody else. What the hell? What are you people not paying attention? That's it. Attack your audience, Rick. That's how you get things done. No, seriously. I do point out the obvious, and I look at things that's happening in the world, and associate them with the things that how it affects everybody, how it affects you, how it affects me, or the ones that I know, or the ones that actually care, ones that give a shit about the things that happen. And as we go through this world together like that, and trying to understand what all is taking place around us, we tend to find ourselves wondering what the hell is actually going on. And it's not it's not rocket science by any means. We look at, you know, prime example, everyday thing that we've all taken for granted for years. And we've talked about radio. I do it all the time. I should know this. I'm somewhat of an expert in these matters, having been in this business all of my life. I understand exactly how the broadcast world works. And it's not always... it's not always a pretty thing, especially here of late. It's gotten to be just really downright sad. My alma mater, the place that I spent a good chunk of my broadcast life, half of it at least, the Evil Empire, just recently celebrated its 40th birthday of the station I used to work with, Rock 103. Now they've changed it. Now it's 102.7. Whatever. And they had their 40th anniversary, and... they did it. They hijacked a show that was happening at some amphitheater, and there was, you know, there was musicians, and there's a couple of local bands that were in there, which is great for them. I mean, you know, they were hoping to get some some exposure out of the thing, but it was an outdoor show, hence an amphitheater, and for by all accounts, from what I'd seen, it didn't go well. I laugh because I've been there. The show didn't go quite as well as they'd hoped. No one went, or I shouldn't say no one, but it was the crowd was a little sparse, little thin. Yeah, it was just a little. Well, it was cold outside. Fall lasted. When was fall? Fall was autumn was Tuesday about 1 o'clock, and then winter came at about 1:45, something like that. And there it was. They had the show. That it was kind of thin. It was probably, I'm sure they were entertained, the people that were there. They're all into that sort of thing, and such as it was. And now that station is gone. It's sadly, it's dead. There's two people that work there now, and neither one of them are on live anymore, which is just more pathetic. However, I hate that. And when I look at this, and I just like, oh my God, you know, I hate to see this happening. But you know, you look at the bigger picture, the market that radio station is to serve. Is not being served anymore. That was sort of the point when you're granted a license to broadcast, right? When you're granted a license, it's issued by the Federal Communications Commission, here also known as the FCC. And the FCC has some rules that you have to play by. If you don't play by those rules, then people tend to get a little, you know, pissy. You could lose your license. And one such rule that is in that was in effect. Was that you had to take care of the market you were broadcasting in. Say, for example, you own a radio station in Dallas, Texas. And if you're not servicing the needs of the Dallas residents, then what good is it of you to be there in the first place? Well, Fast forward 2017. Some days ago, the Federal Communications Commission announced plans to eliminate decades-old media ownership rules meant to protect local coverage and diversity in media voices. What that means is you don't have to have studios anymore in your city. You don't have to have local people on the air anymore. This is a green light to fire everybody. Ajit Pai, I hope I'm mispronouncing his name. P-A-I, Pai, I'm sure I got that right. His first name, A-J-I-T, Ajit. He's the commission's chairman. And he said in a congressional hearing that the agency would be voting in November to roll back rules that prevent ownership of a newspaper and broadcast station in the same market. Well, those rules were created to prevent an individual organization from having outsized influence over public opinion. Well, this particular version of the commission, right, the FCC, they're going to say, yeah, sure, why not? What do we care? What do you care? What do you care as a consuming public? In the hearing, he had faced a fierce criticism by Democratic lawmakers, from the New York Times. Mr. Pai defended the plan and other deregulatory actions in recent months, saying media ownership rules were outdated. They were created 42 years ago when newspapers and television stations dominated the media landscape, well before Facebook and the Google. He said, quote, the marketplace today is nothing like it was in 1975. He's correct about that. You know, let's not be too hasty here to rush to judgment, shall we? The latest action by this guy who was appointed by the president in January to overhaul the media industry. And since Pai has taken the top seat at the FCC, his deregulatory actions have ushered in the possibility of consolidation in the broadcast television industry. In the spring, soon after he lifted a cap on how many stations a single company can own, the Sinclair Broadcast Group announced its intention to buy Tribune Media for $3.9 billion. The merger, which the FCC and the Department of Justice were reviewing, would give Sinclair access to more than 70% of all television viewers in the United States. One media company, 70% of you. Do the math. The commission's Republican majority lifted rules that required television stations owners to operate a main studio in each locality, which he said was unnecessary and costly for television station owners. Right. No, you people in whatever city you're in, you don't need to have all of this. We'll take care of it. We'll tell you what you need to know, because we've got a guy in Cleveland that's going to be telling you what's happening in Nashville. That's how that shit works. It's exactly how that shit works. Did you know that traffic reporters in Memphis are actually like in Atlanta? Think about that for a minute. Some of them. They're saying the reason why they want to change these rules, aside from them being quote-unquote outdated, is so that the reasoning behind it is that people, you and I, consumers, have access to far more sources of information than what a radio station can provide you. In essence, you have the internet, which is all well and good until there is, a blackout, power outage of some sort, natural disaster, a flood, hurricane, tornado, earthquake, whatever. Is the internet going to be able to cut through all of that? You still going to have access to all of that? Probably not. But your old trusty AM radio would be. Now, I know, Rick, you sound like you're defending AM and FM radio. I'm not, really. No, because I'm just explaining the rules here of how this is going to happen. And it's just pointing out to what you may be considering, what you may be thinking. Because when it boils down to, when you get down to the bottom line here, this is opening the door to gut the broadcast industry completely. This is it. This is where it's going to be legal now for radio conglomerate, big owner media people to just fire at will, remove their staff completely, and take it all down to just a simple little thing. For example, Clear Channel Radio, which is now known as iHeartMedia, they have their web presence, their app, if you will. And when you go to that, you can see which format you want to listen to. Rock, country, blues. I don't know if they got blues in there. I'm just doing this from memory. Soul, rap. I don't know. You pick a style. You like it. And then they just serve you an algorithmic-driven music feed that doesn't have any personality on it. It's got the occasional commercial, much like Pandora. But you just pick it and go. You build your own little radio station. Now they had this thing not long ago. It was a free preview weekend, which indicates that eventually you're going to have to pay for it. And lo and behold, I saw it. $13 a month, and you can get all the Clear Channel goodness you want. It's not Clear Channel anymore. It's iHeartMedia. You can put lipstick on a pig, motherfucker, but it's still a pig. And this is what they think is going on. They think that this is the future of radio. We don't need people. We don't need personalities, because the personality is great. So now they've fired them. They got rid of them. They're done. They've gotten the legal authority now where they don't even have to have a station in your city anymore. Sure, the tower will be there, and it's just piping in a feed that's off the transmitter. They're just piping in a feed off of a computer somewhere that's connected to the transmitter, and the transmitter is connected to an antenna, and the antenna is beaming the magical, you know, radio particles all the way to wherever it is that your device, one of those antiquated things called a radio, is able to listen to it and pull it out and transcribe it so as you're driving along, you've got joy to your ears. Which is really sort of amusing, because I don't know if anybody that's even listening to this crap anymore. Or this show, really. I kid. A little self-deprecation here. I saw a post. Somebody I know on the Facebook had posted a graphic from the National Association of Broadcasters that stated, quite matter-of-factly, that 95% of people consume AM and FM radio every day. That's a pretty ballsy statement, considering it's not true. Because my little ad hoc test, query, survey says the opposite. And it's not because I'm not in the terrestrial business. It's because I talk to people outside of all of this. And what do you just no, I don't listen to that stuff. No, I can't listen to that show because blah. They actually have the reasons why they don't like it. They don't like that because they play the same stinking song 20 times a day. They don't like this because there's no personality to it. They don't like that personality because he's an asshole. They don't like this personality because he's no good. You know, and it's the same thing over and over. And they're expecting it to be different. And in these broadcasts, you got to remember, these corporations are not broadcasters, okay? They're not. They like to say they are, but they're not. They're bean counters. That's all they're doing, is they're counting the nickels. That's all. That's all they're doing it. Let's take a look at the newspaper industry for an interesting comparison here, if you will, in situations. Memphis, we've talked about this. The Memphis Commercial Appeal is the city's newspaper. It's been that way for quite some time. Their offices on Union Avenue, big building, had their printers in there. Those big industrial-sized newspaper printers, that's what they had in there. And all these offices filled with reporters and salespeople, and they were out just, you know, serving the common good for the people of Memphis, right? Well, it's still around. But it's not in Memphis anymore. It got bought by the people who own USA Today, and they moved the whole operation to Jackson, Tennessee, which is halfway between Memphis and Nashville. Well, oddly enough, those same people own the Nashville paper, so they put their systems in Jackson too. So now they have to print a little earlier, and they actually have the newspaper coming from Jackson. It's like an hour and a half away. They bring it into the city in the middle of the night, and then they go around and they deliver it. Not that there's that many people that actually have it, but you do see one every once in a while. But they're reporters. Most of them are in Jackson. Most of them are from other places. They do a story by calling that individual on the phone. They start asking questions. They will actually have people submit to them photographs taken by other people's phones so they can print them in the paper or put them on their website. Because they've been able to homogenize it. Now, there may be a couple of local reporters in here, but I have it on good authority from a person who works for this Commercial Appeal paper here in Memphis. Well, no, Darren Jackson. That the only thing that people like to read in the paper are stories about food and sports. That's it. That is it. They can get the opt-to-the-second news story online. They know this. We all know that. We do it all the time. Shit, there's nothing to feel guilty about. You, it's what you do. This story that I have been using as a reference here from the FCC, I'm reading it from the New York Times. Well, it's not that I have a copy of it here in front of me, but I have the internet, and this is where it is. And I wanted to bring this to you because it's kind of ironic that it's the internet that is telling me that that's what's killing the broadcast industry, and the Federal Communications Commission is fully aware of this, and they're doing nothing more but to accelerate it and give Sinclair Media 70% of you people. Uh-huh. Think about that for a minute. Now, granted, you could play politics with all of this, and one party over is you know, looking at the ways that they're making money, where the other party is going, hey, this is really bad for America. You can call it what it is, whether it's bad or not. It's your choice. You can turn it off. Personally, I'm one of the, I guess the one of the 5% of Americans who don't listen to AM and FM radio. I certainly don't discover new music through that antiquated device, and I don't really watch network television. Except the odd time. And there it is. I'm not part of that. And oddly enough, I'm not alone. Of course, the NAB would say that I was in the minority, with only being like 5% of the people that do live just like that. It's not the case. The NAB is nothing more than a bunch of people trying to save their own skins. FM radio was always going to be around. No. In fact, in a lot of other places, governments that have reacquired their FM transmitters from broadcasters have turned that frequency over to the cell phone industry. Adds more bandwidth. Ain't that the pot calling the kettle? Isn't that something? Let's expand our internet by giving them the AM and FM frequencies. Makes perfect sense to me. It's only a matter of time before it happens here. But, you know, the American way is we've got to squeeze every damn nickel out of it that we possibly can and leave its rotting, raped corpse on the side of the road to rot and fester for the rest of us to have to endure until it finally just disintegrates and it's gone. The dream they've killed. The illusion is not there. There is no, there was an illusion behind radio, and there was a little bit of magic and mystery to it, and it was fun. But all that's gone. That died years ago. I know, because I was part of it. But now, well, you don't have to have a studio here. Hey, look, it's Hooker and Brooke in the morning time. Whoever the fuck they are and wherever the fuck they are. And they don't give a shit about the people that live in this town. But yet they're on the morning show because, you know, oh, they're funny. Not really. Yeah, I named them. What do I know? What do I care? I'm not in that game. I work for a radio station that beats them consistently. It beats a massive broadcaster because no one is listening. I said that like I had the pee-pee dance or something, but no, it's the truth. And it is. It's a fact. You don't have to go far to see this. You really don't. It's all there in front of you. Those of you who listen to this show, I would be willing to wager, aren't the same people who listen to AM and FM radio. So, you know, it's not like I'm preaching to the choir here. But it's interesting to me to see how now it is all coming together. How the fight is coming about. What used to be such a dynamic and delightful industry is now being reduced to corporate overrun. I say let them have it. The FCC, I'm neutral on. I could give a shit about them. They're sort of pointless. You buy your way through the legalities of it. It's all money. It's a charade. It's there to make you think you're being protected from somebody saying boobies on the radio. Oh, God, it's a nipple. Can't have that. Nah. It doesn't work like that either. However, I say let them do it. Let the corporate guys have it. They've ruined every other thing, even though they think it's good. This is exactly what America needs. America needs everything run by two or three major companies, and that's it. That's free enterprise capitalism. No, it isn't. Stop it. But in this particular case, I say let them have it because there's nothing there. It's nothing. It's static. It's dead air. It's gone. It's over with. So let them have it. They're just going to kill it anyway. one way or the other. They might as well just go ahead and squeeze whatever nickel they can get out of it before they finally put a bullet in it. Frankly, as a member of the listening public, I know that most of you have already made your decisions as far as what it is that you listen to, what it is that you consume. Netflix, Hulu, there's TV right there. Sling, that's like a mobile cable company deal thing right there. It's all cheap, too. And you pick and choose what you want. Finally. We finally now have what is called the buffet of broadcast. You can pick what you want and don't have to pay for the shit that you don't. And that's beautiful. And that was sort of the beauty behind FM radio. It was sort of the same idea as well. But it's not. It's not like that anymore. It's just like, hey, this is why I hate the any song from Eagles. I can't stand that band. I absolutely loathe that band. Eagles. Ugh, no. And the other one, Bob Seger. No. They're fine musicians. I get it. But all these years of playing those songs over and over. And over and over. And we had to because we were told that's what America wants to hear, bro. Really? They don't own the record already? They don't own the 8-track? They don't own the cassette? Well, they've bought it like 14, 15 other times and they want to hear it on the radio? Nope. That's not what America wants to hear. But you go on living that dream there, corporate guy, because that's kind of where it's at. You know what I mean? Right. Okay. Look, kids, with that in mind, we've got music coming up here in just a moment. We got new music, actually, from a band called The Candy Company. That's coming up here. So stick around. You're listening to From Radioland.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
And the real fun, of course, is when you're visiting with these people. Now, you got to keep in mind, these are people I haven't had a chance to visit with in a long, long time. They're fans. They're friends. They've known me and my work for many years here in this area. And when we're talking about the stuff that I've been doing now, and they realize, oh well, hell, man, you're like on the internet and stuff, and there's people listening to you from all over the world. I say, well, yeah, that's really the beauty of the whole thing. And then they get it. They immediately get it, and they go, man, you're working your ass off. And it's like, man, you know what? You're right. I am. And it is. It's worth it. It really is worth it. But it proves the point. And this is something that FM radio had never really, you know, embraced, is the fact that the audience is not nearly as stupid as those people really thought they were.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Well, that was interesting. I don't know why I ended the segment like that. Usually I just go cold with it, but I don't know. Just in radio mode, I suppose, trying to do the proper broadcasting thing. And with that, let's do the proper broadcasting things, shall we? Let's bring to you some music you probably haven't heard. Unless you're listening to Radio Memphis, and then you would have heard this song. It's brand new. It's a band called The Candy Company. Great guys. Very talented musicians. They play a lot in the Cooper Young area. You can find them, I believe, at the Celtic Crossing is one of the places that they have a steady Sunday gig, I think, over there. But you can find them online and look for them. The Candy Company, here's their latest. It's called Fill Up That Hole, and here it is from Radioland.
I've got my problems and I've got my pain, with my heart on my sleeve and the love that's in vain. I've been the bad guy, yes, I've played a fool. Even was the one that was cruel. Well, I've known the bottle, yes, I've known cocaine, but neither replaced that dull aching pain. There have been strangers and there have been friends, both came and went. Troubled and beyond being saved, so I became what they wanted, downright depraved, and that's how.
That there would be the Candy Company from Radioland with Fill Up That Hole. Brand new music right here. You can find out more about this band online. I just looked them up in social media. And hell, you know, book them. Have them come play your birthday party or something like that. All this music, of course, can be found at where I work, at Radio Memphis. You can find us online at radio-memphis.com. It's also a place where this podcast is not really hosted, but there's a space for it. We're all over the place. Kind of big like that, you know what I mean? All sorts of fun stuff, including on-demand stuff, too. Stuff that's happened on the air usually winds up over there in the on-demand. So if there's something you missed, like an interview or a performance, you can usually find it over there as we still continue to build all that up. So there it is. Well, that's a plug. That was a hell of a plug. Ah, whatever. Hey, you heard what's coming up next time. I gotta go. I gotta go places. Things. Whatever. Y'all be sweet. Until next time, please take care of yourselves and take care of one another. And for God's sake, stop shooting each other. All right. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been from Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.